This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another quick hit segment. For those who are new to the show, this is our pretty much close to weekly additional segment where if there are updates in the world of points and miles, travel, credit card, all those different things, I try to bring these updates to you because I want to make sure you guys are getting as much value as possible. And not often, because of our recording schedule, can we throw those into the actual weekly show. So I'm going to jump right into this one and actually start with our listener question that we had. This was posed in our private Facebook group. So if you are not a part of that, please feel free to put in a request. That link is in the show notes for you guys to be able to join. So this actually came from Jim, and Jim responded with this. And I think this is a question that probably many of you that listen to the show might actually have yourself. So his question was, I have a quick question. I'm at 524, but want to get a new card. I have not gotten a new card in 12 months. I'm looking at the Chase Inc. Unlimited or Preferred cards. I know Chase business cards do not count towards 524, but will they deny me if I'm at 524? Do I need to wait until I am below 524 to apply? So for those who are listening, you're like, what is the 524 rule? Well, essentially, in the summation of this, and we cover this in many past episodes, but basically Chase has what was written for a very brief time, and now it's an unwritten rule, but it's still applicable and very well known in the points and miles space, that if you have applied for five or more cards that show up on your personal credit score, to be very clear, then in the last 24 months, they will no longer allow you to apply for any more. Now, this is a Chase rule, so you can be at 524 with Chase and still apply for Amex or Citi or Capital One personal cards, and they all have different rules that they follow, but the 524 is very strict to Chase. So Jim's question was, if I'm already at 524, can I get a business card? Now, the significance, this is a really good question, because with a business card, the business card does not show up on your personal credit, especially with banks like Chase and Amex. And if you apply for a business card, that's not going to put you at 624. You're going to stay at 524. So his question was, can he apply while at 524? And so this is a really great question. And the answer is that no, you actually can't. If you are at 524 or higher, it's very unlikely you're going to get approved, even for a business card that doesn't add to that number, until you're back down to 424. And so once his oldest card in the last 24 months drops off of that 524 report, which I believe he responded saying was going to be in May, he's going to be eligible to now apply. He would be able to get a business card. And that business card would still keep him at 424. So until he gets another personal card, he is still good in the Chase space when it comes to adding more business cards in that case. And my word of advice and my response to him was, you know, right now, if you are looking to add another card to your arsenal, basically, maybe look at an Amex business card, because they don't follow the 524 rule and they won't add to 524 status either. And so this would be a good side option. And then ideally over the next 3 to 5 months, be able to hit the sign-up bonus for that and come back to Chase in the main timeframe as well. So it's a really great question. And I think that would be something that other people would be wondering as well. So I wanted to make sure and threw that out to you guys, the listeners, also. So moving on from there, there are a few updates in the world of points and miles from credit card standpoint and some really cool offers out. One I am absolutely ecstatic about for you all. I say for you all because we took advantage of this last year. Actually, I think in a recent episode or quick hit, I just talked about this, especially talking about why it makes sense to buy IHG points. But there's a card right now, the IHG Premier One Rewards credit card, that is having an elevated offer. Its usual offer is about 140,000 IHG points, but that's now elevated to 170,000 currently for a limited time. Why is this exciting? Well, I think IHG is a sleeper. I don't hear a lot of people promote, especially in the points and miles world, a lot of people promote IHG hotels as much as Hyatt, as an example. And of course, everyone knows about Marriott and Hilton, but IHG has some fantastic properties out there. Last year, when they were having an elevated offer, Taryn opened up the IHG card, and that gave her immediate platinum elite status with them. And we got the 170,000 IHG points. Well, literally, we use those points to book our stay that we're going to in a couple months to Roatan in Honduras to do a, basically, we're going to go there and do some diving. And that stay, or those points that we got from the sign-up bonus, covered 4 nights alone of our stay there, which is super exciting. Here's why. When you have this card, you get that Platinum Elite. Because of that, you also receive a fourth night free when you book with points. And so we only needed enough points to cover 3 days in our stay down in Roatan. And that's going to allow us to get that fourth night free. So that one's a beauty. Also, you get an anniversary free night every year that you have that card. And that's worth up to about 40,000 points per night. This is a card that only has a $95 fee, and that free night certificate alone would pay for it. But not only that, you also get no foreign transaction fees, which is nice. And if you haven't gotten a card yet that gives you TSA PreCheck or Global Entry, then that alone would pay for your fee for the first year with this card, because that's a $120 charge for Global Entry, which is good for 5 years. Now, if you've been in the Points and Miles space for a while, you might be like me, where you have like 10 different cards that all cover that, so that's not as exciting of a benefit. But for someone new, that could be huge. So you have a $95 fee card that offers the ability to have a bunch of points. And those points you could literally use as soon as you get them and book a 4-night stay for nearly free. I do believe there might be some additional resort fees that you have to pay. Unlike with Hyatt, that doesn't require you to pay any. And so that's one thing that you might want to double check on, because it could be nearly free just depending on the resort and the property that you go to. And then it also is really great. It's like 5x on travel, dining, and gas, 3x on most other purchases, and 26x when you spend it at IHG hotels, which I think is absolutely insane, but amazing at the same time. So this one is absolutely a sleeper. I think it could be used very easily, add to your arsenal. And just again, with the free night certificate alone, that alone pays for the $95 annual fee. They do have a zero fee card that is an option as well. They're only offering 100,000 points for that. It doesn't provide the free night certificate and a lot of other things. If you're looking to get in this space and you're really concerned with the fee, which again, I would really just brush off because it pays for itself. Their traveler's card with IHG is a zero fee card and only requires a $2,000 spend in the first few months to get the 100,000 IHG points. But again, I think if you're going to go for it, might as well go with their premier card. Gets you that elite status as well, makes you more eligible for upgrades and all the things when you do visit the IHG properties. And I like to say this often, I know most people, they don't think of IHG and just recognize, or they hear IHG and they don't think of what brands that may cover. Of course, they do have their budget brands like the Holiday Inn, which arguably Holiday Inns outside the country and like Singapore and other places are actually some really nice hotels. But obviously in the States, they're not as nice. But they do have other brands in their arsenal like Kimpton, which is high end. That's where we're staying in Roatan. There's Intercontinental. There's Iberostar, and one of their top-end luxury resort brands is Six Senses. Six Senses in the Fiji, in the Maldives. So there's a lot of places out there that these points could be very valuable. Of course, you have to also redeem them well, because some of these places can also be 200,000 points a night. So be wise with your redemptions, but you can find a lot of really great properties with IHG. Also in the world of points and miles and credit cards as well, there are two really good Marriott Bonvoy credit card offers right now that caters to, you know, new cardholders. And this is in the Chase world because Amex also has a separate set of Marriott cards. So first we're going to start with the Marriott Bonvoy Bold credit card. And Chase actually has introduced its best ever welcome offer for this card. So in the old offer, it was just 30,000 bonus points after you spend $1,000 on purchases in the first 3 months. And this is a card that has zero annual fee on it. So that was the old offer. The new offer is actually pretty decent. So new applicants actually can earn 60,000 Marriott Bonvoy points and a 50,000 point free night certificate after spending just $2,000 in the first 3 months. So that free night certificate plus being a no annual fee card makes it fairly exciting. And they also have a new feature that's they're calling your pay yourself back feature, which allows you to redeem your points at a rate of around 8 cents per point for up to $750 in airline and Marriott hotel charges annually. So I wouldn't probably recommend that you use your points that way, but there are some redemptions, especially with where Marriott points are valued, where it actually could make more sense at times, depending on the cost, obviously, to redeem your points to just pay off hotel and credit card charges as opposed to using them for a booking. But I think that 50,000 point free night certificate, as well as 60,000 Marriott Bonvoy points, is absolutely huge for a card that has no annual fee associated with it at all. Meanwhile, the Marriott Bonvoy Boundless card has a new offer as well. Now, that one's a $95 annual fee card, but they're offering a $150 statement credit after your first purchase, plus an additional 100,000 points, which it used to be just a 50,000 point offer. You're getting 100,000 points, so they're doubling the offer and adding this $150 statement credit after spending $3,000 within the first 3 months. Again, this card's fee is only $95 a year. You get 6x points at Marriott Bonvoy properties, 3x on groceries, gas stations, and dining, and that's on the first $6,000 in purchases each year. So some really interesting updates, and best ever offer for the Marriott cards in the Chase world. I don't personally plan to take advantage of either of these from a hotel strategy standpoint. We're really focused on IHG and Hyatt. So we're not going to be adding this to our repertoire, at least anytime soon. But for those that are really Marriott faithfuls, these can be really nice. Both of these cards give you automatic night credits towards Marriott status. You get silver status given to you, but this bold card gives you 5 Marriott nights towards status, and the boundless card gives you 15. So between the boundless card and the business card, I know a lot of people use that to get the first like 40 nights of their trek towards 75 for Marriott, I think it's titanium status. And so again, this could be something that if you're really working to level up your game in the Marriott world, absolutely go for it. And these are some of the best offers that they're having on both of these cards. And as always, we will have links to all of these cards specifically in the show notes if you want to take advantage of these elevated offers and learn more so you can apply yourself. Another interesting update that I saw that I figured I would mention, because this is a property that I've heard about many years and a lot of people talk about when they talk about what are some of the best Hyatt properties, places to stay, use your points for in especially the like Riviera Maya or Caribbean space, is the Andaz Mayacoba. I hear it talked about a lot. I know a lot of people in the Points and Miles space have stayed there. What's interesting is this property is actually going to be transitioning into an Alila. So starting March 2nd specifically, they're going to go through a massive remodel, which I think is probably going to take about a year. And on the back end of that, they're going to now become an Alila property. Hopefully they've already reached out to you to let you know this, but in case you have a stay plan there yourself, they're offering options to relocate to other properties or hotels within the Mayacoba complex, or you can cancel your stay completely without penalty. I have heard some people, and I've seen through some of the chats on Reddit and a few things, people have complained because they basically said, I had a booking here, it was canceled, I'm not able to move to X, Y, or Z place, and we have a very strict spring break date. So hopefully they're able to work with you if you're running into scenarios like this yourself. But I'm excited to see what it turns out to be, because the Andaz Mayacoba is a Category 6 hotel. It's not part of their inclusive, all-inclusive collection, but it's in a really great place there in the Riviera Maya, the Playa del Carmen area. So I'm excited to see what comes out on the back end, because I'm a fan of both the Andaz and the Alila brands, and really interested to see what's going to come out from this and what the experiences of people that go there going forward have. And the last thing I have for you guys is a little quick update. And this is a shout out to one of our listeners who reached out to us. I mentioned on our Quick Hits last week that we now have our award booking service and consultation set up, and you can go right to the website and you get a free 30-minute consultation. And of course, if you want, you know, our premier booking strategies, personal roadmap, premier booking concierge, you know, you can also do that as well. Well, we had a listener that was trying to go through and book the receive free consultation, and it was forcing them to put in a credit card information, even though it was a $0 charge. And they brought that to my attention, and we went ahead and corrected that. So if you were doing the same thing, you were trying to go ahead and take advantage of that and got turned off, understandably, by putting in your credit card for a $0 service that's supposed to be free. So I do apologize for that. I understand why you would not want to pursue that any further. And if you go back to that link, you'll see now the free consultation section is on the bottom of the page, and it's basically separated out. So now it's just going to take you right to the questionnaire and the scheduler. There's not going to be any sort of credit card charge. That's it for this week, guys. I hope you guys all have had a fantastic week. We are going to be enjoying some sun here in Jamaica. And so looking forward to that. Have some updates on that for you guys as well. And as always, we'll catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.